Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. On the broadcast today, we are going to conclude our short series of studies on the missions of the Lord as stated by Himself. Now, we have not included all the statements of the Lord concerning why He came to this earth. We know that the Father sent Him into this world to be the propitiation for our sins. That's 1 John 4:9. We know He was sent, and He was sent as a missionary. He was sent on a mission. And He uses the word, I came, I come, or I am come, and invariably in introducing these statements as to why He came into this world. Today we wish to consider in a concluding study that wonderful portion of Scripture in John 10 and 10, that He came to give His life, and that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. I'll read John 10 and 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ, just a few verses ahead of this, speaks of Himself as being the good shepherd, and then the verse following this, verse 11, He says there, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth His life for the sheep. Our Lord Jesus is speaking to Jewish people in this 10th chapter of John, and He's speaking to them something that is very close to them. They were herdsmen in many instances. They were farmers. They were not the kind of people that we have in the world today, business people. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ speaks right down through this 10th chapter of John about things that they can appreciate. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth. The sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them, again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. And then he goes on to say, that, as we have already read, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And then we read in verse 15, for the as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I will lay down my life. I lay down my life for the sheep. That's what the good shepherd did. He is that good shepherd that loved his sheep. Now, he is the door into the sheepfold. And really, there's more than a sheepfold, as we will see later in this chapter. But the sheepfold had a door. And the Lord Jesus says, I keep that door. And he says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in. Now, the thief can't do that. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Now, the door to heaven is Christ. Christ and Christ alone. There are some people that in this world, and I was among them at one time in my life, that I thought I had to make myself fit for God's usage and for God's kingdom. I did not realize that I was a sinner and that only God can make me fit. And there are many people today that believe that if you're a member, an active member in a good church, a church of note, a church of reputation, that you're going to heaven. And I joined church the first time thinking that that was actually the case. And then others think that good works will take you there, and that baptism will take you there. It's not what we do, our Lord Jesus Christ says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Now, that is very, very limited. He is the door. The door, the definite article, not a door. It's just not me and religion and Christ. It's not me helping him at all. He is the door. And there are two sides of the door, on the inside and the outside. The Lord Jesus makes a similar statement in John chapter 14 and verse 6. He says, I am the way, not a way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Christ is the way to salvation. It's not church membership. It's not our high resolve. It's not our prayers. It's not our holy life. Not at all. It is Christ and Christ alone. We cannot be saved any other way. And we must have a personal relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we read down farther on, the Lord gives the full meaning to David's statement. And David made it, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Probably one of the most beautiful phrases in the Bible. David's appreciation of the Lord. David was a shepherd as a boy before he became a king. And he learned sheep. And he learned probably, the truth that is Isaiah writes in his 53rd chapter, all we like sheep have gone astray. David knew that. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. And we were that straying sheep. And then in Luke chapter 15, the good shepherd goes out after that sheep that is lost until he finds it. There's no failure. No failure when the Lord searches for the sheep. Now, we are that sheep. I have a right to say, the Lord is my shepherd, and I've got just as much right to say it, although I was never a shepherd. Because we read down farther in this wonderful 10th chapter of John, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Well, I'm his sheep. I was straying. I was lost. But he found me. He made me, he brought me to himself. He made me realize that nothing I could do would save me. That it was what he did at that cross, when he died on that cross. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He died for my sins. And I've got the right to say that to everyone listening to this broadcast today. Your way into heaven has already been paid. You can have it, or you may reject it, or you may neglect it, and you may not want it. That is a sad state of affairs. But we have a right to claim these promises. And the Lord says, he that cometh to me, I will never cast out. We have a right to be called his sheep. Now, as our shepherd, he's the door, as we've already said. And then, in our third division in the message, he is not only provides life, but he provides it more abundantly. And I want to dwell on this. He gives us life and more abundantly. We read there, I am the good shepherd. Well, verse 10, the thief cometh not but for to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. I'm going to give you six reasons why I think that I'm enjoying and what constitutes the abundant life. Now, these reasons won't be yours. Incidentally, these reasons will reflect my age. And we're not all the same age. But you may identify with them nevertheless. All right, here are some of my reasons why I consider what I consider constitutes the abundant life. Number one, all earthly joys are transitory because our ability to enjoy them diminishes with the age. But in eternal life, what we enjoy does not diminish but increases. We read in 2 Corinthians 4 and 16 where the apostle says there, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, that the inward man is renewed day by day. our joys do not diminish, but they increase. All right, number two. In our earthly life, our security decreases because our failing strength to preserve it. But our life in Christ enjoys the security that only God can provide. We already quoted John 10 and 27. Let me quote the rest of the two verses that follow. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Ah, that's double security. We have that security. Number three, our failing physical strength is replaced by the Lord's unfailing strength. 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. And we consequently gain in strength. This was Paul's experience. He says in 2 Corinthians 12, 9, he said unto me, after he'd prayed three times that the thorn in the flesh might leave him, the Lord told him, he said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. That is a wonderful experience. God strengthens us. Number four, natural strength fails to provide happiness. The devil has no happy old people. After the fires of youth have burned out, but the sheer joy of living increases for the child of God. Number five, in natural life, we are, as we age in this world, of interest, our interests grow smaller. But for the Christian, the longer we live, the more we see what is in Christ, and the spiritual world grows larger. The songwriter put it, 'tis sweeter as the years go by. Y'all hear any amens? Isn't it that way? Sweeter as the years go by. Now, in natural life, our circle of friends grows smaller. But for the aging Christian, those who we have loved and served, and they love us all the more, and that is a compensating element. How wonderful it is. Now, some, and it's only fair to mention this, some of the versions render this, where the Lord Jesus says here in John 10 and 10, the thief cometh but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life. And then they render it this way, that they might have it in its fullness. And that is positive. Oh, how wonderful to have all of these mercies. May God increase our enjoyment of what we have in Christ. Father, bless your word and help to glorify your Son by your word. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.